Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Hi, Zoltan. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you, Kant?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm so excited to have you on our podcast for Crypto Nights. I just wanted to start off by having you introduce yourself and your company.
My name is Zoltan Randash, and I'm the chairman of the board in the Some Money Solar Group, which is a community solar power program. To put it in short, what we offer for our clients is that they can buy into different kind of short or long-term investments, and they invest in our solar power plants or our solar crypto mines, and they will get monthly payouts. Part of it is just regular, direct, straightforward deal. Some of our packages are just in like traditional investment products, but we also have a network and a network building capability attached to packages called the community packages. At this point, we have three kind of products: the solar packages, which are based on it, and we have crypto mining packages, which are currently in pre-order, which are based on mining output units. That's hard to explain what that is because it's just mathematics. And those are two-year packages. The solar packages are 25-year packages. And we have community or business packages, which enable people to build the networks, and they consist of rights and watts.
Wow. So essentially you have access to solar power plants and you have figured out a marketing system to distribute that solar power in a way that profits both Sun Money and its net and its community network.
Yes, it's I think it's very easy to explain it that when we build a solar power plant, what we do is we build it first, then make all the contracts, long-term contracts with the public utilities or a private company who would buy it from us. There are factories who, you know, in the vicinity of the solar power plant, it's really easy to sell them on a long-term contract, the electricity. And people basically buy into what we already built and will be there and for 25 years. And usually we use the public utility because it's way more safer and more credible for our clients if you have a long-term contract with a public utility. Currently, we have solar power plants in Hungary, in Central Eastern Europe, and in Germany too. And we have built our own, and already we have some under development, and actually we're going to open a new solar power plant in the spring when the weather will get a bit better and we can finish the construction. But we opened one last year, and we have options for a lot. Like, we have options for almost 20 megawatts more of solar power plants.
Wow. So you are not, I mean, we talk about ICOs on our podcast all the time with ICO founders, and several times we get people who have this brilliant out of the box disruptive idea, but it is just that, it is an unproven idea. They don't have a product, they have a white paper and they want to raise money. But on the other hand, Sun Money, it looks like it's an existing business. Can you tell us the history? How long has it been around, and have you been in revenue generating? And you're looking at ICOs for what reason, et cetera, et cetera?
Yes, we are coming from the other side. So first we had the idea, we made the idea, we realized the idea and put it to work and to actually make money. And we see the ICO as something which could accelerate our business plan, which we would do anyway, but maybe it would take us longer time to get that kind of acceleration into our business. So Sun Money was established in 2013. At that time, it was just one company, not a group of companies. And we came up with the idea that you know, it was a blooming business to invest in renewable energy. So basically from private investors who are actually the owners of the company, us invested 2 million euros into solar power plants. And we had the immediate reaction when we started to sell these packages, because first it was not about referral programs or network building. It was about selling it as an investment product. And people who were our first buyers came back to us. We want to refer this product. This product is so modern, great returns. Basically, you make money and you save the planet or save the environment, which is our slogan, actually. So these people were actually demanding referral links so that they can start to refer people in and get some bonuses or commissions on those referral programs. So that's when we started to cradle the idea of building something more out of this than just selling these straightforward investment. And complementary to that straightforward investment, we built a network, which took us a long time, surprisingly long to build something like that up. It was really, for me, a big surprise how complex a network is. And when you look at it from the outside, it seems so simple, but it's a very complex business to build up. Finally, we piloted it, and it was a really a roaring success. And a lot of people joined in our pilot. And then we launched the network last year, a year ago, basically. And we, in 1 year, we went up to 10,000 members. And some of those members, of course, are passive. Passive means that they bought an investment and they are sitting on it and getting their monthly payouts. But we have a big group of people who are very active and bringing in more and more people and evangelizing in a way that you can put your money into several kind of investments, but always risks are way higher. Payouts usually lower than putting it into something which is a value generating asset, and that's why we call it an organic business community or network. So we did not stop there, because we see way more in this. And above solar packages, we started out with crypto mining on solar energy. We see that one of the worst effects of crypto mining is, again, on the environment. Like the finding these correct codes, these hash keys, takes a lot of electricity from these digging or mining computers, consume an enormous amount of electricity. And especially with Bitcoin, it's always harder to mine the next code, and it will be way harder to get to the 21 millionth Bitcoin, and it will take a way lot more electricity. So it's very obvious that if you get like free, and I put that in quotation marks, if you put something like that on free electricity, that's going to be a good product, because actually you save the environment and make it a more viable product in terms of investing into it. Because I think crypto mining, above all, depends on the price of electricity, and especially small scale crypto mining really depends on the price of electricity. And so we came up with this. We have the chance to build these on top of industrial buildings and put a mine next to it. And whenever the price is not good, and the price, so if you would sell that electricity and would make a better margin than selling the cryptocurrency we are mining, we could switch to selling electricity. So I wouldn't say it's a sure thing. Nothing is a sure thing, but actually we mitigate a lot of risks with that for our investors. So that's currently in pre-order. We are coming up with a new ways to invest into renewable energy. We are building a platform which will be maybe as close as spring. We will have a product which is based on that platform already, and we are just building that product, which would simulate the dynamics of our big platform. So we are building this platform for investors who would invest on a larger scale and like above 100,000 euros into renewable energy. But since they are based, or they have no intention, based in a country where it doesn't really make sense to build solar power plants. One of them is UAE, because price of electricity would be really low compared to the investment. Or they have no intention of taking the burden of building a park, a solar farm. They could invest in our parks or even third-party parks, and we would widen our approach to hydro and wind and all renewables on this investment platform. And that platform on the long run will become a trading platform for energy. And so the ICO is basically about accelerating all that and making it quicker than we planned initially. And so whoever basically buys some money tokens will be a part of some kind of a revolution, but it's, or I would say not a revolution, but an evolution of this sector, because how we look at blockchain is completely different as garage startups or younger startups look at it. We see the long-term value of blockchain. We see how it can make transactions quicker, less expensive. We see the importance of credibility through it cannot be cheated, and that's a good thing. That building a credible investment system is purely based on trust, and that way that trust can be overruled. That it's just there. You can see anything. There's no way. You don't need to trust the system anymore. You just need to be careful to choose something which is real. And I think that's our main goal, to introduce this, like, fairly starting to be a major business, renewable energy, introduce renewable energy to the blockchain. And actually make something brand new on it, which would be this investment platform and the trading platform, which is a completely different approach than a lot of companies take. And if you look at recent ICOs, you can look at like WePower or Envion. Both of those business models have big flows, and we know that because we played with those numbers, and we tried to come up with something like that, and it's never gonna look right. Of course, in an Excel sheet you can write a lot of things and it will look good, but in reality those Excel sheets are torn to pieces, and sometimes not because the idea or the numbers are not right, but because you have to look, when you talk about energy and the energy sector, you have to talk, you're talking about politics. When you want to make a big revolution in this sector, you need the political decisions. And of course, little countries or who are very crypto savvy, like Estonia, can join in to a movement like WePower. But when will EU or US or any country regulate this because of a private company? No way. There is no chance. Absolutely not a chance to do that. And so you can build dreams in an ICO. We didn't build dreams. We built, I think, a very decent business, and we want to put that business on adrenaline by accelerating the business plan with an initial coin offering. And what we promise is has a lot less to do with anything what's happening outside of the company than what's happening inside the company. So we built an ICO which is based on what we can give for the tokens, and therefore it's directly related to our cash flow. And most of the ICOs throw out tokens there, and of course those tokens burn in the first day of trading, it's very rare that you can they can actually start to climb up in terms of in pricing. And you could see the first moments of Envion's trading started. It was just, you know, falling, and all that will happen. And we will not be hurt by that. And our tokens, couldn't be hurt by that, I think, because we made the system, which is a very different approach. But then again, we don't have a crazy, sexy app idea. What we do is basically we are doing it for a long time, and all our board members and all our team members are, I wouldn't say seasoned veterans, because we are all in our 40s, but everybody has its good share of doing big projects or C-level executive stuff in corporate, and we are all a bunch of people who already in the age when we are past our career in terms of ambitions. Our ambitions are more individual ambitions rather than ambitions related to rank or money, and that's we are building our own projects now, and I think it's a great thing to get to that point when you don't have to chase your dreams, but you can actually build reality. And that's what we do, and that's what we will do with or without the ICO. And that's what we would have done.
This episode of Crypto Nights is sponsored by GoTenna Mesh. What is GoTenna Mesh? GoTenna Mesh, spelled GoTenna is GoTenna. Mesh, MESH, is a tiny but mighty device that pairs with any smartphone to enable the first 100% off-grid mobile long-range consumer-ready mesh network. Sends text messages, GPS locations immediately and automatically, privately one-on-one or to groups or as public shouts without any cell service, routers, towers, or satellites. Perfect to maintain connectivity and create a backup network when off-grid, exploring, traveling internationally, or emergency situations where power and consequently cell service is unreliable or unavailable. GoTenna and decentralization. GoTenna is a part of the movement towards decentralization. It takes the decentralization financial empowerment elements of cryptocurrency and applies them to communication, networking, survival, etc. How? It allows you to communicate with your smartphone without cell service, thus protecting you from spying eyes. All messages are end-to-end encrypted using public-private key encryption. With GoTenna, you can create your own decentralized network and be in control of the data that you create. It relies on people-powered connectivity. The more people join, the stronger it gets. GoTenna represents a unique blend. It mixes everyday consumer needs with the modern, more niche necessities of web-savvy users who rely on encryption to navigate our increasingly spying and risk-fraught communications technology. Much more reliable, effective than walkie-talkies and mobile apps, example, FireChat, that allow you to communicate without cell service. Our reach is 50 miles at high elevations and 9 miles in most outdoor scenarios. You can take handheld encryption on the go. For this special unique promotion, please use the code CRYPTO35. That's crypto 35.
ICO, I think it's a great thing that there is an opportunity like that. It demos a lot of things for us because we, of course, want to do an IPO at one point. And it's basically a small little IPO. And of course, we want to be a huge success. And I think we are very confident about that.
That is fantastic, Zoltan. Thank you for the great summary. So if I could understand the essence of it, you are creating a crypto token which will enable people globally, literally investors that want to invest into solar or sustainable types of energy, be able to invest, of course, in the ICO. But beyond that, you're creating a platform, an ecosystem, not only for Sun Money to raise money and build its power plants and build its business, the network, and so on and so forth, which is already a proven existing model. What is very exciting to me is that you are an existing successful model. It's already been prototyped and proven. It has market traction. It has a network marketing model that has been proven. So you have all of these elements that are already done. And now you're saying, hey, we want to scale this to the next level, maybe 10x, maybe 100x. And then in the process of building this out, you realized, wow, why should we build one out for Sun Money and leave all the other solar or hydro or any other companies out of it? Because they will all need a platform to raise investment. So why don't we convert this into an investment or a fundraising platform? And therefore, Sun Money's crypto token is going to be getting a huge amount of demand because the token is the same and we can potentially see fundraising effort after fundraising effort. So the utility of this token is going to be increasing over time. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes. There are basically, the token is directly related to our cash flow. And I will explain that. What we call the token value, the perks, what we give with this token. And one of the main perks we give is that every year we are going to buy back tokens. So we are going to directly buy back tokens from our users who would like to sell it. And we use our profits, 20% of our profits or 3% of our revenues, whichever is higher, to buy back tokens. That's directly related to our cash flow and the value of the token. And we will, as we look at our business plan and our growth, of course, we have to be relative to the initial investment coming in from the ICO, but we will keep that exchange rate tied to us. Whatever happens on the trading, we don't have anything to do with that, but we will buy back on a special rate. The second is that whoever who wants to get out from an ICO quickly and get real value, we offer our packages on discounted price. Some of the packages, of course, where we can discount, but they can buy these packages and start to become part of the network or start to just, get their monthly payouts and that's it. The third perk we are offering is that they can buy commissions from our 100K Euro Plus platform, investment platform, where there will be a lot of third-party power plants coming up and there will be a lot of transactions. So basically you can exchange your tokens to rights to commissions from that platform. And the fourth is that we give priority to token holders who in case of an IPO. Of course, the first three are very right to the point. The fourth is something which will happen at one point and hopefully soon. But all these result in one thing, that we destroy the tokens which we bought back or got back on any of these transactions. And we basically change it to real value. So, you know, maybe it's a generational thing. And I'm in my early 40s. But of course, I look at ICOs and tokens in a different way. And our approach is not that we want a token which will burn on the market. We want to give real value, and we of course give the token holder a chance to do that, to realize value in any other way. But I really don't believe in exchanges at this point for these ICO tokens, and there are not too many success stories. And that's, if we say like every, like from every 100 ICO, one makes it or on the exchanges, I think it's a way worse ratio and success ratio. And we just think of it as the token is real value. It's tied to the cash flow of the company. So we would respect the value of the token as we would respect the value of our company, and we would give real value in exchange for in the pace of growth, in the ratio of the pace of growth, we would give real value for it at any point. First day after the ICO, you can buy the packages and you're out with a big discount. What you made is basically double the value already. And of course you can wait, you can start trading, you can start, you can just wait for the buyback program, or you can start to look for the commission offers from the platform. And I think that's a major way of looking at it and a responsible way of looking at ICOs. I'm very happy about last week's hearing in the US about cryptocurrencies, about blockchain and ICOs. And I think it was really positive, the SEC hearing. I think it's really, it was a matter of time when they start to clear this up and defend the investors. What's going on, let's be honest, what's going on in the ICO business or this sector is crazy. Like every day you read about a scam. They took 4.5 million just yesterday with an exit scam. But every day you see 2 million, 10 million, all these scams. Investors are unprotected against all these, and unprotected against security issues. So I think it's time that the authorities start to put a leash on ICOs. And because, well, you know, lots of people have some moral standards, but some don't, and they usually invade the spaces where they can make some opportunist cash quickly. And unregulated gray territories like crypto is really a good playground for these people. And I think what we did is basically just built a. Well, let's say we built an honest ICO. We are not promising a miracle. We are promising something which is solid, and you can make money out of it. And even if this whole crypto world burns to ashes, your token will still worth a lot with us and at the company we actually. So we look. You see what I'm telling you. We look at whole different perspective. We have a whole different perspective on ICO and how to treat our investors.
Are you going to be trading the Sun Money tokens on public crypto exchanges at all?
Well, we want to give that option to people, but of course, we it's kind of a must these days that you have to do that.
But
after the ICO, we want to give the option that it can be traded, and we are looking into the best exchange for that, because people who want to, you know, cash out quickly, let them cash out quickly. And there are, of course, a lot of people who invest in a lot of ICOs, and then they dump everything they have at first hour of trading. So we're going to give people that chance, but that will not affect our offer in terms of... So that will be something which can be hardly related to a real company's efforts and value. So therefore, since these exchanges look like they are being... they are simulating something like the Forex, but they are not. And this value of these tokens, of course, some of these tokens are related to startups with not even proof of concept. So of course it can easily fall. In our case, it would be weird to respect that exchange rate. It would be weird to say that, that our company worth that much because the tokens were dumped on the first day and they lost their value to burnt out to the 100/100th of their original value. That would be a stupid thing. And that as we say here in Central Eastern Europe or in Budapest, where I'm sitting at this point, that's like spinning up to the air and then standing under it. So we don't.
I like that analogy. So I understand. So what you're saying is there is solid underlying value, there is a real business behind it, and therefore there is a supportable minimum value behind each token. So it whether it is dumped on the market or not, it doesn't make any sense because it should not fall below a certain value and inherent intrinsic value that the tokens carry, because they can be redeemed for real packages that are worth real money, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's the value of a solid business model. And on top of that, you have a limited number of tokens and you have a buyback program and the commission program and so on and so forth. So what is exciting to me is this is almost like, because within crypto, people invest in crypto for asset appreciation. They want to invest $100, make $1,000 later. Or they want to do mining and they want to generate cash flow or get a combination in something like Bitcoin. You can do both mining and get asset appreciation. And here I see the most unique opportunity to get into that combination model. I can see the Sun Money token appreciating, number one. And number two, it has this mining quality, which is because solar energy is constantly, you're investing into an asset which is the sun, that is a constantly renewable source of energy, so that your investment is constantly producing cash flow and that cash flow is being paid out. This is like buying real estate that appreciates in value and gives you rental income. That's a unique property that I'm seeing in this token. Am I understanding it properly?
Yes, perfect.
Beautiful. Perfect. That's beautiful. So that is very exciting to me. So this is a new asset class. It is not mining of crypto. It's a crypto that is mining solar energy and producing a cash flow tied back into the token. So, I mean, from an investor perspective, to me, that's very exciting. Of course, my disclaimer is that I have a vested interest in Sun Money being an advisor to the company, a paid advisor. But having said that, can we, assuming that some of our listeners are very excited about what they have heard so far, what are their next steps, Zoltan? What should they do next?
Well, we still have our pre-sale going on for a good 2 weeks till the 1st of March. And that's when it closes with big bonuses. And if you have a pre-sale request, you have to write an email to ico@sunmoney.com. If you want to get on the white list, you can do that by sending an email to us, again, to ico@sunmoney.com. And And you can visit our site, our website, ICO website, which is www.somebody.solar. And you can visit our normal company website, which is www.somebody.com. And after March the 1st, there will be a 2 weeks break till the main ICO. If you're lucky enough to get on the whitelist, you can do whitelist submission on the 14th. It will open for the whitelisters on that date for 24 hours. And then on the 15th, the public main sale will start. And already bonuses will be less and less. But we will, of course, announce the bonus system for the public ICO beforehand. And we are not for anybody. I would say we are not for for. I think people who understand and read the lines and read between the lines of what we offer, I think we are an ICO for smart people, we will not bring the stars now. What we can offer is a solid investment model and a solid business model. So in the pre-sale, if you have a pre-sale request, minimum investment is 1 Ethereum. In the public main sale, it will be 0.01 Ethereum. One some money token or 1 Ethereum is 150 some money tokens, and it's an ERC20 standard token. And I think I've basically said all the details of the tokenomics, and of course everybody has to mind the local regulations and be careful with those. We ask for that, and that's it basically.
It's fantastic, Zoltan. I wish you all the best with your ICO and post ICO, your company's growth. And thank you very much for joining us. And for all the listeners, we will also have a bunch of links connected with this podcast that you can click on. Thank you, Zoltan. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Graham.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.